We've got a big announcement, girlies.
We're going on tour!
We're going on tour. We're hitting the road, Jack. Woo! So don't you come back no more, no more.
We're bringing our tour, That's Showbiz, all
That's
over
showbiz.
Ireland.
You have to say it like that.
Well, oh, but I That's can't sing.
That's Showbiz.
You have to say it like old-timey American. I'll work on it.
That has to feature in the show.
We're coming to name them.
A city near you. We're going to Cork, Limerick, Galway, Belfast, and Dublin.
Yeah, sorry about the Midlands, but we can't drive and we need to access by train.
We don't really know any of those. Our geography knowledge of that part of Ireland is limited.
But if you want to come see us, go to ticketmaster.ie and get your tickets because they're flying out the door, girls. And our girlies in the UK and Australia, don't worry. Because there's exciting dates coming soon.
Yeah. Keep the eyes peeled. That's
keep
all we'll
the
say
eyes
on that.
And ears or, peeled.
And the ears, because you might hear it on here again.
Do you keep your ears peeled?
Keep the ears clean, I would say.
Anyway,
maybe.
We're waffling.
Anyway, also, link in the episode description on how to get your tickets.
Exactly. See you then.
See you, girlies. I'm so excited.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Woo! 50 there! No. Kind of tastes dusty.
It's a
bit dusty.
Bit making me want to sneeze. But is it? I think it's... Is it very harsh on
I
the
think
stomach?
I might be going into anaphylactic shock, am I?
Is it a bit raw on the stomach?
A bit raw. How did the girlies do the bottomless prosecco?
Hey girlies, I'm Kevin.
And I'm PJ.
And welcome back to...
I'm Grandmam!
Woo! Girlies, lockdown part 2, day 1.
Day 1, girlies.
Well, day 1 for us...
But they like...
However many for other people back in Ireland.
Poor girlies back home.
But you know what? I feel like this time it's going to be a bit easier.
We're trying to keep it positive, girls.
Yeah, and I feel like that cafe around the corner is open so we can get our oatmeal lattes. I can't see too much going wrong.
If the cafe is open, I can still get my oatmeal lattes all the way with the world.
Yeah, exactly. And I feel like I'm not too bothered about being furloughed in the month of November when it is cold. Because the thing is, over the summer, I felt useless for not leaving the gaff when it was a lovely day. But like, I wouldn't mind being inside my cozies in the bed watching some Netflix when I'm furloughed in November and December.
With your pumpkin spice.
With my pumpkin spice latte in the bed.
I'm getting a bit Christmassy. I don't want to say it too soon. I know you're going to hate me, girls. But in November, I never get Christmassy because I'm so busy. But because it's the lockdown vibes, I was walking around the block there a second ago. I think I heard someone say ho ho ho.
Felt a bit Christmassy.
Felt a bit Christmassy.
I used to love, now I hate that we're talking about Christmas anyway, but you
Me
just
too.
Jogged my memory. Myself and one of the lads in the park, Aaron. I wonder how Aaron's doing actually, I haven't spoken to him in years. That could be him! No, it's not. It's my other friend. I've loads of friends. But, oh, I have to put that on silent, very popular.
Yeah, babe.
Sorry, I usually do
You're
for the
so
record.
Rude.
Very rude. But anyway, we used to... First of all, we used to go through the Smiths catalogue from back to back, as
course,
did every child.
Yeah.
But then on the night we did that, we'd also do a lap of all the estates in the surrounding area to check the Christmas lights and to see what ones we liked the most. And like, that was actually something very mature for our age. We were going around in that like, I don't know, 10, 11, 12, and we were just like, oh, isn't that house gorgeous?
That's so, but if you weren't coming to the north side and looking at the lights up in Aknahene, you were missing out.
What is it with the north side going all out with the lights?
They just went above and beyond.
Must have huge electricity bills, like, powering all the lights out.
Yeah.
You never really thought of that.
We're going to park the Christmas talk now, girlies, because we'll have no content for the Christmas set
otherwise.
Oh,
yeah, we need to keep it, actually. We're going to be stuck for content.
But I'm feeling Christmassy, so I'm like, whatever. So, I do think I'm going to do the comfies. I just ordered a pair of Crocs, girlies.
Oh, yeah.
I'm going to be living... They come with... Well, they don't come with. You order extra. But gibbets? Are we loving
gibbets?
Oh,
that's what they're called. The little kind of like clip-on bits.
I'm calling my son Gibbet.
I did a pre-lockdown chaotic purchase as well. And I got a mani and my nails did. I was like, what do I do with my last day before lockdown? I was like, feck it girlies and getting the mani and polish.
I thought you would be coming unhinged when I saw you getting the mani, because you usually don't go for the manis. We got one on your birthday.
Yeah, we decided we weren't too fond of them.
Yeah, I couldn't find the colour that I wanted. I wanted the metallic silver.
I was very overwhelmed, and I think the lady who was doing my nails just thought I just wanted the mani, and then at the end when she said I was done, I said, oh, I think I paid for a polish too. And she was like, oh, do you want a polish? She just goes, just pick a colour. And then I just panicked. So I went with the signature, I'm Grandma Pink.
Girlies, and I'm not messing, it's the bop.
Now, my fingers are crusty at the moment. They are in, and I can't stress this enough, bits, because I've been cleaning the gaff all day.
I do feel bad because, lads, the gaff is stunning.
You're welcome.
He done more than you usually would clean in a gaff, like he did the oven.
I did the extractor fans.
He did the grates. Like, the grates for me, they're stunning.
And we did... Oh, I defrosted the freezer as well.
You did all the bits.
I didn't realise how overfrosted the freezer was. I feel like I was like day one of lockdown. Whilst I'm still feeling a bit motivated, I'll hit the ground running, do all of my cleaning bits, and because I'm going to be spending time in the house, I want it to be looking nice. Do you know what I mean?
I feel like you need to start a cleaning Instagram. Mrs. Hinch, but like, make it gay and make it Irish.
Mrs. Unhinged.
Or Mrs. Toomey.
Oh, yeah.
Mrs. T.
Mrs. T.
Mrs. T, clean and service. And you clean and you dish the tea.
I love the idea that...
So you spread rumours like you do about me on Twitter.
Why do you keep going on about the Twitter rumours for
I went all Colleen Rooney the other day and I uncovered... Well, what didn't take long. But Kevin has been tweeting about me unbeknownst to
what
myself.
What do you mean? My Twitter profile's on public.
Babe, yeah, but I don't look at you on Twitter all the time. Like, I see you enough in real life.
Yeah,
anyway,
true.
He asked this series...
I've been muted on Instagram.
What?
I've been muted on Instagram.
Why?
I just see too much of you. I don't need you coming up my feed as well.
That's mean.
That's mean, but also warranted. Anyway, go on with my funny tweets.
Anyway, so he has this content series called PJ Pass It On, right? So these are a couple of the fictitious tweets that Kevin is putting out about me.
Okay.
PJ uses the hashtag follow for follow on Instagram, pass it on. What the fuck?
You do though.
I don't.
You use the hashtag follow for follow on your Instagram post underneath, you comment underneath, and then you delete it when you get the follows. Prove that you don't.
But I don't.
You do. I saw it before. I saw it before. And now you're just mortified that you've been called out for it.
I never did that ever in my life.
Prove it.
Anyway, another one. PJ wears insoles. Pass it on.
Would you do?
I don't.
How tall are you?
6'4".
Yeah, and you're usually 6'2". You're 6'4 with the insoles.
Girls, I'll put up a video measuring myself barefoot. And I'm 6'4".
With insoles, yeah.
PJ wasn't actually vegan for 4 years. He was just poor and could only afford fruit and veg. Pass it on.
Now, although that's factual, it was mean of me to say that, so I do apologize for that
factual.
One. It is. Were you vegan for 4 years?
Yeah.
Yeah, because you were poor and could only afford fruit and veg.
No, babe.
Babe, I'm sorry, because I obviously touched a sore spot there, but I'm sorry for that one tweet.
So I came with a rebuttal, and
ooh, rebuttal.
This is actually true.
Yeah.
I tweeted, follow me on Twitter, girlies. The one advantage of the pandemic is that Kev can't bunk me in a club to look for fellas.
Yeah.
That's true.
And it's awful for me.
So I speak the truth on my Twitter.
Yeah, but as do I. Speaking of Twitter, is anyone also categorically obsessed with the Twitter election content?
Yeah, well, you love Donald Trump's stuff because it's like, what you be tweeting about me?
What?
He'd be tweeting loads of bullshit. Twitter be blocking his tweets and all.
Oh my god, if you take a look at his recent tweets, literally you can't view any of them because they're all being blocked for like misleading information.
My anxiety is at kind of 100 and I don't really know why with the election, but I am. I'm just up to 90.
I'm kind of up to 90 about as well, but I feel like, don't want to jinx it, but we're doing pretty well at the moment. Now, also, caveat, I don't really have a clue about the whole election situation in terms of like how it works. I'm getting bits and drabs from Twitter and I'm learning about like the different states and stuff. But some of the shit that I'm chatting to people, what did I say to you earlier? I was like, oh my God, PJ, Wisconsin and Michigan have been flipped.
And I was like, what? We just want it on to be blue, babe.
Yeah, we just want it to be blue. I think that's good that they colour coded for us.
Yeah.
Just so we kind of know what's going on. Blue's good, red bad.
Red bad, blue good.
Yeah.
Then there's no other colour, right?
Presumably there is more than the two parties, but there's none that
they are
contending.
They don't get a look in.
Yeah, realistically, it's between Biden and Trump.
But I'll take the anxiety, girlies, just for the memes.
The memes are very good.
The memes of chef's kiss.
They're so funny, and I'm loving it because obviously there's like a delay with some of the like, with the count, because there's been so much postal votes this year. And is it Nevada that are way behind at the moment or something, and everyone's going on about Nevada having a nap? Very funny.
I just love how extra the US election is. Like, imagine everyone being that extra in Ireland.
I just feel like there's a bit more drama with the ones in America. Obviously, I do think this is probably one of the biggest presidential election
campaigns. And one
campaigns
of the most important.
Yeah, completely. And especially after the year we've had. I just love to see their faces when they kick him out of the White House.
I know, but a lot of people are scared. A lot of people are scared.
A lot of people would be scared.
Because they're like, if he gets like thrown out with all the like crazy rednecks, then start being crazy and like doing crazy shit.
They are saying like America's potentially on the brink of a civil war. But we're not going to talk about it.
Anyway. Should we move on to something more lighthearted?
Yeah.
I think so. Okay, so girlies, leaving the thoughts of lockdown and the US election behind us, onto this week's theme, which is celebrating 50 episodes.
Alexa, play Celebration by Kool and the Gang.
Very obvious choice.
Very obvious, but you know what?
Apt.
The obvious cool one is usually the right one.
Hit it, girl. This is something you would hear at our 50th.
Yeah. Or I used to hear it every night in the cruise ship.
Oh, really?
Yeah. As part of the 70s medley. Woo! Woo! Oh, we came in early, did we?
I don't care
either.
It's our 50th ep, girlie!
No one cares.
Everybody?
Woo! Woo!
This is the intro. It does make you happy. Out. Not now.
Yeah, I'll take it out.
Okay, take it out.
Celebrate the times, come on. It's a bit high for me, but I am reaching it.
Let me do it.
Celebrate good times, yes! Come on.
Woo!
Wait.
Party going on right in our gap.
Alexa, stop. Should we have told Jan next door that we were celebrating the 50th then? Because I feel like we're a bit loud. What time is that? Actually, it's Guy Fawkes night. There's fireworks going on.
It's Guy Fawkes night. They're doing fireworks for us and all, girl.
Girls, they knew it was the 50th ep.
Girlies, 50th ep.
Can you believe it? We've come so far, haven't we?
And we've come so far.
And we've come so far.
And we've... I don't know the words.
We're going to have some Prosecco. Do you want a flute or coupe?
We don't have either.
So we're going to
do have a wine glass. Or a cup.
We're so classy.
So
actually,
classy.
We could have just told them we had stunning flutes and they wouldn't have known, so.
I know, but we keep it real with the
we
girlies.
We keep it real.
Also, I'm dead at you rushing to the wine. This wasn't meant to be happening at this part of the episode at all.
Oh, isn't it?
We were meant to talk about the song for a bit, but let's do it.
Oh, but the song.
Pop the Prosecco, girl.
No, go on. Shouldn't have to pop it. I'm just getting things ready.
No, the glasses are manky, girls.
Yeah, but whose fault is that?
Will you clean the whole gaff today? You wouldn't clean the glasses, would you?
I know, but who's the only one using the wine glasses, doll? That's yourself. I mean, I'm not pointing fingers, but you are a fan of the Merlot.
I do love the vino. Wine brands get in touch. Go on, yeah. So pop it open, girl. Come on, it's the 50, eh?
You want to talk about the song?
No.
You want to talk about Kool and the Gang?
Fill up the glass, girlie.
I used to do that song when I was on the cruise.
You can't not listen to that song and shake the shoulders.
Shake the shoulders.
And as well, everyone gives each other side eyes and like half smiles.
But I just feel like...
If your name is Sandra, you get up and dance to that song. It's a song for the Sandras.
I feel like we give the mams and the aunts and all the rest of it at the 50th a hard time.
Oh no, they're the best people.
It's the best, yeah. It's my, like, a 50th wouldn't be complete without it.
I even think the straight dads like that song.
Yeah. Am I doing a very OTT pop or am I just
I hate when people have the fizzy girlies and they start spraying it everywhere.
Yeah.
I just think of the clean up.
That's the thing, I've just cleaned the gaff. I'm not going to be silly about it.
Do it safely.
I'm going to keep it contained.
Also, be careful of the laptop. It's a work laptop. Right, ready, girlies. Happy 50th.
Happy 50th. 3, 2. Wait, no, that's going to be longer than that. Cheers, girlies.
I thought you broke the window. Cheers.
No, imagine if I did.
I'm dead at you putting the thumb at the end of the glass.
But the thing is, we're not getting that deposit back anyway. So
we're not.
Even if I did pop a window, who cares, girlies?
Who cares? 50th F, girlies.
It's the time to celebrate and not worry about bits like that.
You're pouring it like a professional waiter.
Girlies, she's worked her way up from the bottom. You know she used to be in the service industry.
Girlies, we're going all out. We're on the Sainsbury's Taste the Difference.
What is it? Is it Sains? But that's actually a good one.
It is. Cheers.
Cheers, girlies.
Cheers, oh, girlies.
It's brew.
I hope you're on the wine with us at home.
Oh, we were saying that we're going to play a drinking game.
Okay.
Is it that any time I say, do you know what I mean, I need to drink?
And every time I say, I'm sorry now.
I'm sorry now, yeah.
Need to drink.
We both need a drink or what?
Yeah.
Yeah, we bought a drink. Cheers.
Cheers, girlies.
To 50
We
eps.
Made it, girls.
Oh, that's stunning.
It's gorgeous.
It's very crisp, isn't it?
Girlies.
But it's brew.
It's the Continental Prosecco. It's brew 2019 Continental.
You're making up words.
That's what it says.
It's Conegliano.
It's fresh and vibrant, delicious apricot and citrus flavours.
We're giving them way too much.
Great with an antipasti.
Do you know how much we could charge for that? Anyway, girlies, 50 eps in.
I can't believe. How many days is that if you listen from F1 to now?
That's actually a good show. Now, I know early on we were only doing like kind of, I think we were capping at 40 minutes, weren't we?
But then we loved the sound of our own voice.
Yeah, man. We got carried away and we just said, fuck it, let's do the hour.
Girls, this is stunning. And I know it's so annoying. I'd hate to be listening to this on a Monday morning with the fear.
Yeah, and also, I haven't had my dinner.
You didn't even have your dinner.
I didn't have my dinner, but who cares?
Inside tip, girlies. Kevin can't have the dinner before the record because he gets too sleepy.
Girls, does anyone get wrecked after a big feed?
That's what you want to know. That isn't things.
It. That's the reason I can't do it.
Kevin can't because he gets too sleepy, pass it on.
And also, girlies, because we've been thinking about like what to do for the 50th ep, right? And we've been kind of reminiscing on episodes gone by. And it's so funny because we never talked about this previously, but we nearly didn't make it to this episode.
Girlies, I'm grandmam nearly stopped on, like, what was it, the third ep?
No, it was after the first episode.
Was it the first one?
Because I went back to check my messages, basically. For some chaotic and bizarre reason, first of all, myself and PJ used to only ever converse via Facebook Messenger. What was that about? Like, even if it was Viber or something, I'd be like, alright. But only via Facebook Messenger. Also, some of the content we used to be sending each other on that was hilarious anyway.
So funny.
It was after the first episode.
Yeah, and like, so I was editing the first step on my flight to the Philippines.
You were off to Manila.
I was off to Manila with my boy.
That was before the international acclaim of the podcast, by the way.
But that year, I was travelling so much.
I know, it was like, we talked about it the whole time. And also, that was one of the reasons why that first year with the podcast for me was hell. Because I had to work around your flying schedule and I used to literally be back at the gaff by myself. Do you know what I mean?
Girlie, she still got the job done on the plane. with a glass of bubbles in hand.
But anyway, when we started the podcast, basically a lot of other things were starting for me as well. So yeah. I just started a new job. Also, I'd kind of started doing a line with a fella.
Mm-hmm.
It was all very new, but I was kind of very much into it. And basically, I was feeling very overwhelmed because we'd put out the first episode. And then I remember just feeling a lot of pressure because there was like a great reaction to it.
Yeah, so we put out the first ep and then we were like, oh sure, like just our friends are going to listen.
Yeah.
But then they started sharing it and then other people started seeing it and people were listening that we didn't know.
Yeah.
And then after like a week, we were like, oh shit, this is going to get like bigger than we thought.
Yeah,
you know?
We were just kind of like, I was very overwhelmed after the first episode and I was like, and as well, because we went into this blind, like, the first episode even to edit. How long do we spend editing that first episode?
It took so long, because that, when I was editing on the flight, I think that was my, like, fourth time editing it. Because
Yeah. We
were so nervous of, like, now we just record it and throw it out. But back in the day, we were like, no, you say, like, three times
yeah.
in that sentence.
We were so bad, and also we were like, we sound thick.
I know we've just come to terms with how thick we are.
Yeah, we're embracing the thickness. But anyway, so then I was by myself in the gaff and I was feeling a bit sorry for myself. Now, just a pre-warning here. This was ages ago.
Because this still makes me really sad, this voice note.
Yeah.
So like, I'm away, right? And I get a voice note from Kevin and I panicked. Like, I thought you were like really sad.
I know, and I've never sent you a message like that before.
But also, I was just really concerned and I just wanted to be there with you,
yeah,
you know?
Yeah, but you weren't. You were in Manila.
Yeah, but it was really sunny.
Anyway, play the voice note.
Okay. So this is Kevin's voice note to me, right?
Hey, I don't know why I feel like I could cry. It's just all, everything's happening, like, the one time and I... Don't fucking... just being stupid, so don't get nervous by this voice message. But I'm just really overwhelmed at the moment.
That just breaks my head a small bit.
That literally breaks my head. You were up in heat.
But I can remember it so well, because I remember I was actually on the ball when I sent it. I don't know why I'm telling you that detail.
You were in the toilet.
I was in the toilet when I sent it. You can kind of tell with the acoustic in the back. But I remember I sent it, and I was like, I'm telling you not to panic, but I'm sending you a voice out of me crying and feeling, saying I feel so overwhelmed.
I remember being like, oh my God, I have to go talk to Kevin right now. He was like, okay.
But I had a wicked audition that day. That was kind of, I think, why I was so stressed as well. Because my last agent was only ever sending me for these Chicken Shack gigs. And then my new agent was kind of getting me seen for these West End gigs, which was all very exciting. But also, I was traumatised because I was like, oh my God, I'm going in to do the audition routine for Wicked. So I was up in a heap over that. So it was just a lot at once. And I remember thinking, can I do all this plus be turning out the podcast every... You know what? It was more so the podcast because I remember it was just hours of editing.
Yeah, it was a lot.
And even the night we did it first, I remember it just took us ages because we were like, can we say that? Yeah. We were like, weren't sure if it was recording and stuff. But anyway, we're here
we're
now.
We're here now, girly.
Cheers. Aww. Are we going to be cheersing for the night?
I know we are. I felt so bad that time, but anyway.
I love us having Prosecco first day of lockdown.
I love having Prosecco. It's only downhill from here, though, isn't it?
It's only downhill from here, but you know what? We deserve it.
But, because at the start, lads, when we say we didn't have a clue what we were doing, we didn't have an absolute clue, right?
Yeah.
We just bought this mic and we just started. So everything that was happening was new. We were just winging it, like, weren't we?
We were winging it.
Literally.
Literally winging it.
So we were just wrecked because we always had to find out how to do something new every week. We were like, how the fuck do we upload it to Spotify?
But I remember even, I'd say it was after our fifth episode or something, and I went, well, that's it. That's the well-run dry. I was like, we've nothing left to talk about. I was like, we talked about us coming out as gay. We talked about moving to England, and I was like, there's nothing left because that's our life.
I remember when I edited the first social teaser and showed you, and you goes, PJ, it's like a lyrics music video.
But you know what, it has been like, I'm not saying it sounds as if it's over now, but it has been a hell of a ride. I sound very American there, do I?
Is this turning into one of those stupid episodes in a series where they look back on the previous episodes?
Yeah.
It is. That used to be my least favourite episode in the series, when they always have like a kooky flashback or something.
Yeah.
And they always just use old snippets of old eps to make up an episode.
Yeah, and they play, what's that, the graduation song, Vitamin C, as we go. It was always the graduation ep, wasn't it? And they'd
and
have
they
a
look back.
And
years gone by.
Oh, yeah, I'm remembering the one in Saved by the Bell.
I'm remembering like Sabrina, and I think she was like reliving like Deja Vu spell or something.
I feel like every other episode in Sabrina was a look back episode, wasn't it? But anyway,
if there's anything to take out of I'm Grandmam going from one episode to 50, is that you can get by in life by just winging it, girlies.
By just having a scream,
having a
I
scream.
Would say. What has been your favourite ep to date, do you think? Or like, if there's a favourite moment.
I always say this, right? We do love the coming out ep.
I do love the coming out ep, yeah.
Just because I love the amount of messages we got afterwards of like loads of people in the LGBTQ plus community being like, oh, I'm telling my parents next weekend that I'm gay because I heard your coming out story. Or like, thanks for sharing your story. I'm still in the closet, but it made me feel better and gave me a bit of hope. And that was gorgeous.
Yeah.
So I loved that one.
Mm-hmm.
I loved the episode with Paul, obviously.
I did love the episode with Paul, right? And I do think it does stand out as one of my faves to look back and listen on now. But that week, because again, it happened in lockdown, was probably the most stressful week I've had in lockdown. I was definitely like up in a heap about it. Because the thing is, as well, with you working, I suppose, you still had your structure and routine. I wasn't doing anything, so I felt like all I was doing was spending my days worrying about it.
Yeah, I felt that. And I remember before the record, we were just like, what are we going into? And we were just like,
we
down in the margarita.
And remember, that was the week I started on the CBD oil as well. Which, like, thinking back, just sounds so extreme. And like, there was no need for the CBD. But I remember being like, I just felt like a lot was riding on it, because it was like our first like proper guest situation as well.
Mm-hmm.
The bubbles.
The bubbles.
Champagne for everyone. But I do think that's... Actually, it's Prosecco, is it?
It's Prosecco.
You don't like the champagne?
I don't... Girlies, inside scoop. I know I sound like I have expensive tastes, because I do usually.
Yeah.
Don't like the champagne. I don't think my palate's sophisticated enough.
But you say you've expensive taste, right?
Yeah.
In terms of what? No, not in a bad way. This is...
I just like the finer things.
But you don't, doll. Before you met me, you used a new shampoo and conditioner.
I did.
You did? You just used a bar of soap.
More lies. Tell me, just coming for me because I bought Sanic shower gel during the week.
Tell me you didn't use bars of soap before you met me on your head.
I didn't use bars of soap on my head.
When I first moved in with you when I was bunking on your couch.
It's a shampoo bar from Lush.
No, it wasn't.
No packaging, babe.
No, babe, it was Imperial Leather.
Top me up there.
It was Imperial Leather because I grew up with it my whole life and I said, where's your shampoo? And you said there, and I said, that's a bar of soap. It's because you have a shaved head, I get it, but at the same time. Right, top up.
Top up with the... Anyway, girlies, yeah, don't like the champagne. In work, they always get champagne at the Christmas party.
Yeah.
And I'm like, can you just get me a cava?
Why don't you like champagne?
I don't know, I just think the Prosecco is more sugar or something, does it?
Oh, maybe the Prosecco is more sugar, actually.
And,
yeah.
Joe, my pet peeve.
What?
When people put fruit in my champagne or Prosecco.
Really?
When they're like, do you want a strawberry? I'm like, no, it isn't a fruit salad, babe.
But I always think, oh, I'm getting my five a day.
Oh, really? Do you know what I mean?
Because, you know the way they typically lob a strawberry in at the weddings and stuff. And usually at the weddings, you'd be eating all around you. But then you kind of go, oh, a bit of nourishment for my body, a strawberry. Do you know what I mean?
I always get a rapport going with the girlie on the drinks reception.
Yeah.
And she knows after my first glass,
you're getting another.
I go, sans strawberry, babe.
Really?
Obviously, I'm getting another. Yeah,
well, you're
free.
Not meant to.
What?
Well, those champagne receptions, I think you're meant to have one.
Are you serious?
I don't know. Maybe that was just for the devs and the grads. They only had the budget for one each.
I'd be having about four before I even go in.
It's been so long since I've been to a wedding. Actually, I did a very big glass for myself today.
You did.
Anyway, cheers. We deserve it.
Cheers to the guests, girlies.
I'm trying to think any other standout moments. I hope now we're not forgetting anything in particular.
This is a recurring moment, but I do love the vocab you bring to the show.
One episode that I do like to go back on, and one of my favourite moments, is when we're going on about the LGBTQ representation, like on screen and stuff, and when I'm going on about Velma from Scooby-Doo. And you thought I was on about Wilma the whole time. You were like, yeah, oh yeah, Barney and the Tuk Tuk. And I was like, what?
Girlies, if you don't get that reference, go listen
go back
to previous
then. We also got onto our mams to find out what their favourite moments of the podcast have been. And also, I think one of my favourite moments as well is when they started sending in the voice notes.
Yeah.
For the advice section for the Mam Knows Best. Because I feel like that's always been a part of it, but it actually hasn't.
No, I call it the Ursula era, because we gave them the voice. You know what I mean?
I love that. And as well, I remember being so nervous for my mum because I was like, it is a bit of a big ask. Like, at that point, they knew, like, the podcast was doing well enough.
Yeah.
So a few of my mum's friends listened and stuff. So I'd say she was, like, maybe up in a small heap. But, like, they've taken to it like ducks to water.
They're professionals. And can we just all have a big clap moment there for Nuala and Phil?
For the mams.
Like, for the mams. That's here for the
Cheers
mams.
To the
Cheers
mams.
To the mams, girlies.
Cheers to the mammies.
We're going to be langers at the
right.
end of this, are we?
We're going to be langers, but we deserve it. Also, I've nothing to be waking up for.
I've work in the morning.
That sounds very bad. Oh, do you work? Oh, you do. You love telling me that you've work. Anyway.
Hi, Kevin and PJ and the girlies. I'm just trying to remember there some of the funniest parts of all the episodes. And actually, I think my favourite one was, and I think it was, Boo Bitch, it's a good year ago anyway, certainly. And Kevin, when you were talking about the Ouija board and some cartoon characters spelling it, and it wasn't, I don't know, you'd have to be there, but that was my favourite part. It made me laugh so much that actually Dad woke in the bed and he got so cross. And actually, I think my favourite PJ's one was in the same episode, I'm not sure, but it was when he was coming home with his bag full for Halloween. And he just nearly gets up to the door and he heard felt a smack on him. And he thought he'd been shot and it was actually somebody egging him. So I think they're both from the one episode. I'm not sure, but they're my favourite bit.
Oh.
Oh.
So my mum now, more so, she listens on her walks because she's mad to get out on her walks like in the lockdown, but she also listens like in bed.
I love that.
And my dad be asleep beside her and she'd be skitting laughing.
Can we cope? When we first started the podcast, my mum didn't know that you can like stop listening and then go back and listen to the rest of it.
Oh.
So like there was some weeks she missed mass because she was listening to it and it wasn't finished and she had to keep listening to it.
Oh my God.
Also she thought that if she took it down from her ear, like she wouldn't be able to hear it. So she used to listen to it up with her, with the phone up to her ear, and she would never put it down for the full 45 minutes.
That's so cute.
So my mum didn't really, did she pick a moment? I don't know. Let's see.
Well, girlies, happy 50th episode of your podcast. What I like mainly about it is going over older ones and seeing how far ye have come, even in your eloquence. Presentation of the podcast has come on leaps and bounds. I do love the way Kevin and herself and PJ bounce off each other. Now also, I do get a feeling and knowing both of them, their caring side comes out quite a lot. And they are very helpful to others, and hopefully this will continue. Delighted for ye, lads. Keep up the good work.
Oh, that's broken my heart.
She's so cute.
That's so cute.
I love you, ma'am.
I love you, ma'am. Thanks so much, mammies, because the thing is, right? The thing is, this isn't just a two-person podcast. It is a four.
It's a foursome.
And as well, if I was my mam, I'd be raging because I'd be like, they're making a name off me. You know what I mean?
Literally.
The idea kind of
came from them.
Was prompted by the two of them. So like,
we're going to have them on soon.
We'll have them on as guests.
When should we have them on, girlies?
F's to be confirmed. We're giving away a load of hints there now because we're after a few glasses, aren't we? No, we're only after two, but at the same time.
Same time.
I'm feeling it.
I'm feeling it too.
I'm feeling it.
Okay, girlies, as well as our iconic mammies, we also asked our listeners, ye, to submit some voice notes about your fave moments in I'm Grandmam because we're septic.
Yeah, because this is a bit of a self-indulgent ep.
And I'm not sorry about
I'm not sorry.
Well, I was before we drank the Prosecco, but no, I'm not.
That's the thing. I've gotten a wave of confidence with that last glass. I would like to give a nod to a lot of the gay lads, I feel, who have stuck to the brief and just sent the 30-second voice note and kept it within the time parameters.
Girlies, the gay lads know how to stick to a brief.
They do.
That's why they're getting ahead, girlies.
That's why the gay lads are determined to succeed.
Now, if you went over the 30 seconds, we'll forgive.
We'll forgive. Okay,
we love you all.
Let's bash through a few of them.
All right, go on. So, first one.
Hi, girlies. So, I'm recording this all the way from Hackneywick. So my absolute favourite moment has to be during the stunning spooky seance when Kevin was like, oh my God, the Michael Collins magnet has moved. It was very Yvette Fielding from Most Haunted energy and I almost died and became a ghost myself. It was that funny. Also, my favourite quote has to be when PJ said Ariana Grande could shit in her hands and clap and I would still love it. Okay, mama girlies, love you lots. Thank you, bye.
Mama girlie. I love him.
Hackney Wink, we'll have to call in to him.
We'll have to call down to you, Garley.
Round the corner now, very graffiti energy.
I do love, I'd be skitting at people when people's mams visit, you know, like Irish mammies visit, and people take them to Hackney Wink, right? And they think you're taking them to the slums, and it's meant to be like a nice area.
Oh my God, my brother's girlfriend was trauma. Megan was trauma when I took her to Hackney Wink. She was like, Kevin, we shouldn't be down here in the dark at all. Hackney Wink is actually so cute. Okay.
Hey girlies, my name is Emma. I'm a listener from Cambridge, Massachusetts, just outside Boston. I have been listening for a couple of months now, and my favorite quote has to be when Paul Mescal said he had to douche when he was reading Kevin's line reading. And also, as someone who travels to Donegal every year, I would love to compliment your Donegal accent in your recent Mam Crush Monday. Bye, girlies.
I love her.
I'm sorry, but where is my Oscar for that script?
Ugh.
I'm still waiting on my Oscar for that script. Is there any, like, is there any awards for podcast scripts?
You just did me dirty. You made me the waiter.
But you did great as the waiter. You look so French in general. Actually, you got the better role. You got, like, sexy French waiter. Oh no, I remember the script, he wasn't very sexy. Next one.
Hey Kevin and PJ. It's Alex.
Megan.
Sinead.
We're sitting here in our flat in Streatham.
And on the eve of lockdown, I must say my favourite episode was definitely camping on the roof. And oh. We're going to go up there now and camp in a few minutes.
We're absolutely not.
Not a chance.
Yeah.
My favourite episode was your coming out episode. It made me feel warm, fuzzy, and I am super proud of the boys you are today.
Aww. I also absolutely loved that episode, but I must say, I am partial to the Paul Mescal episode, as you know, Kevin. Okay.
Bye.
Oh.
These girls need a spin-off.
They're stagey gals. I know them all. They're, Megan, Sinead and Alex.
They're unreal.
Streatham girlies.
Babe, I know them too.
Also, never
why
knew
you,
they were
why
in
why are you talking to me like I don't know them?
But I knew them first.
Okay, but you're very protective over your friends.
Why?
Like I know the girls as well, babe.
But I know them years.
I know, but now
you
I know.
You know of them.
Now I know
calm
them
down. Calm down, they're listening to Kids Bop.
Anyway, girlies, you start your own podcast here on Rian.
I feel like they need to. Okay, next one.
Hi, guys. Definitely, like, my first memory of I'm Grandmam is Kevin's laugh. He's just so funny. It's so infectious.
Fuck you.
And I love you too, PJ, though, as well.
Yeah,
and, I'm in Kildare in Ireland, and my name is Fia. Thanks, guys. I love the podcast. Bye.
Well, Fee is the cutest person I've ever heard.
The nervous energy. That was me at one.
And also, like, adorable.
So adorable. And I love that you love my laugh.
Love you, Fia, even though like, you did me dirty.
I feel like I've embraced the laugh.
Your laugh is unreal.
No, but I didn't always love it. You know what I mean?
No, we have lost listeners because of it, I'd say.
Definitely have lost listeners. Right.
Hey, girlies.
Hey, girlies.
My name's Saoirse. I'm 17 and I'm listening from Glanmire in County Cork.
Yes.
The best county in Ireland, but don't tell my Kerry parents that. My favourite episode would have to be Transition Year Made Me Gay, because I am currently in fifth year and Transition Year did, in fact, bisexual.
Oh!
I very much related to it and I was skitting laughing at it on my walk. My quarantine walk. Love you very much. And I think you're the funniest thing to come out of Cork.
Oh!
A bisexual queen we stand.
Oh, y'all wanted a twist, huh? I love her.
Alexa, play Hannah Montana, Best of Both Worlds.
I love the bisexual love energy. It. Oh my God, okay.
Hi girlies, Shannon here from Cork. And really? I love listening to I'm Grandmam because it's the only thing that gets me through the week. Me and all the girlies in work listen to you every Monday. And you're literally the only thing keeping us sane and keeping us in our jobs. So shout out to all the girlies, Leanne, Leah, Maeve, Dylan, Tig and Kira.
I'm living for the shout out.
This isn't Kiss FM, babe. Are you going on about mentioning your friends?
I love it though. That only in Cork.
That's so cool.
Only in Cork would you get a girlie going, shout out to my girls now, I'm telling you now. Darren, Dylan.
Isn't that very, do you remember
cruising
when you
in the back of the car, Sam? I love you, I love her, I'll be friends with her.
Jesus, scream, Shannon, you're a scream, love. Okay.
Hiya, congrats on 50 episodes. I'm listening here from Berlin. I only started listening to the podcast a few months back, but I binged it all and now it's the highlight of my week. But yeah, definitely the highlight from all the episodes so far has been where Kevin had to relearn how to walk. Because he kept shuffling his feet.
He was loving that.
I'm weak for him.
You only listened to that yesterday.
Who's that? What's his name?
His name is Matt.
Matt.
Matt also, I don't know whether it's the Berlin vibes, I'm thinking he's very cool.
Really?
I'm thinking he's very cool and a bit hot.
I'm liking the voice. You could do some voiceover work.
I'm thinking voiceover or audiobooks.
I'm thinking audiobooks.
But what books?
My Night in a Dark Room, A Fairy Tale.
Hi, girlies.
Hi, girlies.
Congratulations on 50 episodes. Me and my friends, Dervil and Eilish, have bonded so much over listening to your podcast.
Like
so
sugar.
Many iconic moments, so it's really hard to narrow it down to just one. But I always love it when you talk about PJ's wee niece, Tess, because she sounds like an absolute legend.
Oh.
Here's to 50 more. Love yous.
Babe, you have a place in my heart, Kleena. After saying that, Kleena, love you, babe.
I can listen to your accent all day, Kleena. I love the Tess content too.
Don't we all?
I think, did we say we were going to do a Tess episode and we're going to call it the Tess support? No, that doesn't make sense. We're going to call it, that's the bubbles. We're going to call it
That's the Muppets. It's my favourite.
I dribbled on my laptop.
Doesn't make sense. No way. That's the Bubbles. What's the Decepode?
I mean, call it, because it's the test episode. I was going to say, call it the Decepode. Never mind, moving on. But Tess, but also, episode to follow.
Tess is coming on as a guest.
I can't wait till Tess we get over to London. Anyway. That's a series in itself, isn't it?
Yeah.
We're just going to call it Making Tess Gay or something like that.
Making Tess. Thanks so much, lads, for taking the time to voice note us.
Yeah,
this
is a bit of a
trick.
And so many people messaged us and like just typed out what they were going to say because they were like, oh my God, the fear got me, so I couldn't listen to my own voice. But
and we're
so
reading
much.
Them all and
yeah,
loving it.
Loving it.
Hi girlies, my name is Laura. I'm 21 years old. I'm from Panama City in Central America.
Panama!
I've been listening since the pilot episode. I fell in love with you two both 30 seconds in. I think one of my favorite quotes or even episodes was when PJ referred to a priest as a moa and Kevin trying to make moa moa bisu happen, which obviously ended up in my everyday vernacular.
Yes!
And I love listening to you guys because it makes me start my week with a positive attitude. And I think I love having two Irish girlies from the other side of the world feel like my personal friends. So yeah, thank you for everything. And moa moa bisu, girlies. Bye. Bye, bye, bye.
Sorry, but there's someone listening in Panama, Central America.
I just think it's amazing that there's someone listening in a place that I couldn't point out on a map.
Where is Panama? That's the name of the app.
Where is Panama? like that's incredible.
But I always remember, do Panama perform very well in Miss World?
Oh, do they?
They definitely used to place, typically.
Hello, my name is Pia and I'm an listener from Melbourne, Australia.
We're going to Melbourne.
The podcast, and I'm so glad you did. I just absolutely love it and listening to you guys. My favourite episode is Connell It Be By Your Name. It was heaven, and Kevin, you just made me laugh the whole way through.
Oh, fuck my drag.
Favourite moment is in another episode you're talking about PJ's going away party. It was close to when you first met, and Kevin made a pretty intense sounding card. So it just made me laugh. Thank you so much. Bye.
Oh, Pia loves me.
Pia, do you like me at all, girl? You're only listening for Kevin. You're doing a spin-off of Pia.
If we go to Melbourne, we're getting on as extras in Home and Away.
Oh, yeah.
We're going to have to.
Offs.
I want to be in an ep of Home and Away. And
Home and Away made me gay.
The rides in Home and Away. Have you seen it these days?
No.
They're so hot, all the lads.
Do you know what I never got about Home and Away?
What?
They're all up at the crack of dawn to go for a swim before school.
Do they all do it?
They all go for a surf before school. They be swimming before school. I barely ate a bowl of Coke Pops before going to school. That was lovely.
Now, sorry if you were allergic to the moment of indulgence, but you know what? It has been nice, because the thing is, when I was even trying to think of my favourite moment looking back, I wasn't going to go back and listen to them all.
I so forget.
So, just there, I was being reminded of bits that we said, and I'm going, we're quite funny sometimes. Do you know what I mean? We can be funny.
Trip down memory lane.
That's what it is. Exactly that. Like, sometimes it's just nice to have a moment of pause, look back on what you've done and go, actually, we just scream.
And girls, it wouldn't be anywhere without ye. I'm sorry now, but how fucking lovely are the people who listen to us?
Yeah, absolute pets.
We only got trolled once.
We've only been trolled once. And you know what? I think people learn from that one troll.
Not to mess with us.
Not to mess with us again. But also, if you want to troll us, I think I'd have a scream.
Stop telling people
no,
to troll
but
us.
I think I'd have a scream of people trolling you.
What do you mean, me?
How funny would it be trolling you?
It'd be too, I think my self-esteem is too fragile.
I don't think it is, babe, because I think we make light of the like the things that you can laugh at us about.
Well, when I did think I had a troll that was telling me put away my feet on my story.
Put away your what?
Remember I got that troll who was like, put away your feet, don't show your feet ever again. And I was like skitting at this person and I reposted them and everyone was like, who the fuck's that? And I was like, there's not, and it turned out to be you. And you were trolling me off a private account.
I made a fake account just to troll your feet.
You goes, put away your feet, they're disgusting.
Now, jokes aside, and I love you to bits. Give me your hand. I love you to bits. You need to sort that fungal nail infection out.
Shut up!
But you do.
Not on the podcast,
girlies. If
not on the podcast, shut up.
No, and I love you, flaws and all. But I just think you would be more confident in yourself.
Okay.
Because I know you love you know the swims.
Mother's Day is around the corner. Find the perfect gift for the mom in your life with a stunning piece of jewelry from Blue Nile. From timeless pearls to dazzling gemstones, Blue Nile has something she'll adore. Need it fast? Most items can ship overnight. Plus, enjoy guaranteed free shipping and returns. Don't miss our special Mother's Day deals. Save big on the season's most beautiful trends. For a limited time, get up to 50% off by going to BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
Normally, being a little extra can be a bit much, but when it comes to healthcare, it pays to be extra. And United Healthcare makes it easy with Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they supplement your primary plan, helping you manage out-of-pocket costs without the usual requirements and restrictions like deductibles and enrollment periods. So when it comes to covering your medical bills, you can feel good about being a little extra. Visit uh1.com to find the Health Protector Guard plan for you.
Okay, girlies, because it's the 50th episode. Did I mention it's the 50th episode, woo! By the way? Woo-woo! I wanted to commemorate the occasion. I wanted to do something special. Well, actually, we had a conversation in advance that we were going to do it for each other.
I was like, what do you mean? We both did. We're going to both surprise each other with a gift.
Okay, right. Do you want to produce yours first?
Okay, I'll go first, right?
Okay.
So, Kevin.
Yeah?
You know, you're like my sister.
Right.
Love you, babe.
Love that.
I'm not proposing.
What's going on?
But someone might. Here is a voice note from your future boyfriend.
It's Paul Mescal. I suppose that PJ asked me to come on to say nice things about Kevin. And
shut up, Paul.
Yeah, I don't know. I just... No, I'm joking. Happy 50th episode.
Oh.
Kevin, I love you. PJ, I love you too, but this is all about Kevin.
Oh.
It should be. No, look, seriously, I am a huge fan of your podcast. I love you both dearly. And thank you for, especially during lockdown, for, and I think I can speak on behalf of a lot of people here, that you have given us a lot of joy.
Oh.
And yeah, here is to 50 more.
Oh.
Hope you're both well. Bye.
Oh,
you're
j'adore. Oh my god, merci beaucoup. I'm obsessed.
But also, come on now, we love Paul Mescal. Like, name a better celeb.
He's such a stan, and as well, I just feel like, I know in one sense, I'm not sure if we'd have gotten him on the pod if it wasn't for lockdown. But also, I feel like if it wasn't lockdown and he had been on the pod, I'd just be doing loads of bits of them. We'd be getting our coffees, we'd be doing our walks.
Also, we'd be going to his family house for dinner because we're obsessed with his family.
I feel like it would just all be happening.
Girlies, look at the new Brown Thomas ad and look at Nell Mescal.
Nell Mescal coming out in the Christmas
iconic
Brown Thomas ad.
Sorry now, Dorfla's just spitting out the talented kids.
She's just spitting it now. There is another third fella. We're yet to hear from him. I feel like future basketball star.
Okay.
Now, I made that up in my head. He might not play basketball. But you heard it here first. Right, I must go get my gift.
What? Where are you going?
Into my room. What did I tell you? I'm going to keep it in the kitchen.
I would have gotten you a physical gift, but Paul Mescal's not in London. What are you doing?
Oh.
I actually hate you getting me a physical gift.
Why?
Because I know I look like I'm cheap and I just got, like, phoned a friend.
It's a box.
It's empty. You just It's empty.
I thought of that just before the record. I had this really nice box in my room and I said I'd give. I just thought you'd be like, oh my god, he's out to get me a gift.
And I was.
Sorry, okay, your real gift is here. I have to bring it up.
You're so stupid.
1 second. I went about ordering this last week. Huge delays with the post, etc. Because coming up to Christmas, etc. But anyway, but that will come this week, the physical copy. But for the moment...
What
you're
do you
gonna,
want about?
But let me explain. You're going to have to make do with the virtual copy.
Okay. Star name deed So you got me a stare. You got us a stare!
You got us a stare, babe.
Oh my god!
I bought us a stare.
Shut the fuck up!
And look, and it's dated 16th February 2019, which is the date of our first podcast release.
Oh my god, I'm bawling!
There's a message.
Here's to our 50th episode, girly. Thanks for all the screams. Alexa, play a little stare by Khalees. Oh, I love you! That's the best thing you've ever done for me.
We have a stare.
Girlies, get outside your back air now and look up to right ascension 5 hours. I don't know what that means.
I don't know what that means either, but they give us an app so we can track the stare.
Girlies, look at the story for the stare.
I was kind of struggling with the name and I was thinking, would I call it Stella? But I was like, you know what? If we get the cat, we'll call the cat Stella.
I'm obsessed that you named a stare after the podcast.
Because... where's Stan Smith?
Give me your hand.
That was actually a good gift, right?
You are a genius.
I got us a stare.
I can't believe.
Now, I love that you said you got us a stare because I'm glad you're saying it's us. Because I hate the idea of you having a stare and me not having one.
We'll share the stare.
It's our stare. We're sharing the stare. We're co-stairs.
We're co-parenting. Co-parenting the stare.
Girlies, we have a stare.
Girlies, get outside, look up, make a wish.
Make a wish, girlies. It's the 50th if anything can happen.
That's the cutest thing you ever did.
Now, also, a nice idea.
You're making loads of money.
For Christmas. Huh?
You're making loads of money to buy a stare.
I didn't get the most exclusive package.
But what's an exclusive stare? Like the
just,
moon?
They send you out other bits. There's different levels of brightness. Now, we mightn't be able to see ours. From far away.
Anyone have a telescope, girlies?
We definitely need a telescope, bitch. But she's still out there.
We still know.
We still
That's all
know.
I know. When you're ringing me on a night out, I'm like, sorry, babe, my phone's dying. I'll be underneath the stare.
Look up to the stare and that's where you'll find me.
If we ever live in different countries, I can go, Kev, look out the window.
But how cute that we have
that's
a stare.
That's so cute.
I do think that is really cute. I'm getting a stare for fucking everyone. Or
no,
will that take away the sentiment?
No, take away the sentiment.
No one else is getting a stare.
No one else is getting a stare. We're closing the campaign.
We're closing the Galaxy
oh,
Girls.
Oh, that really tickled me. I love it. I got you a stare. You got me a stare.
What was your... oh, you got me Paul Mescal stare.
Yeah.
That's actually true, isn't it?
Yeah, different forms.
Now, what one's better?
We let you decide, girlies. Oh, I love that. Okay, so from two stars to two more stars.
You're getting better.
It's time for Mam Knows Best.
Yeah, exactly.
So my mam up first. Let me grab her.
Any tips on how to motivate yourself being having difficulty concentrating on finishing tasks? Well, dear listener, firstly, there is nothing wrong with your concentration. I imagine it's just so difficult in the second wave of lockdown, as the first wave was all new and we had time to ourselves and the motivation was easier to get, with catching up on chores, taking up new hobbies, even the weather was in our favour and we could get active and out and about more. Now in the second phase, it seems harder as it's winter time, but we need to continue to be careful and safe. What keeps me going is the thought of Christmas, even though it will be different, but so nice to have family together again, whilst keeping the safety protocol in place. Visualize what you would like to happen and at Christmas time and gradually motivate yourself to do a little at a time and stay safe.
Yeah, it is really hard the second time around to stay motivated, right?
It's just tough to stay motivated in general.
Well, we can't say that for you. You cleaned the whole gaff today.
No, but that's the thing. But I did it today because it's the first day of it and I know from here on in my... like motivation is going to definitely wean. So that's why I was like, I'll just get it out of the way. Also, Clara's moving in tomorrow, a new housemate. So I was like, we had to clean the gap. We couldn't.
Oh, yeah.
But I would just say, you know what? You don't even have to be that motivated. Like, girls, this year's a fucking write-off.
Yeah, fuck it, whatever.
In the grand scheme of things, who's going to be looking back and going, what did you do in 2020? I'm going to be like...
Had a scream,
and I'm going to be like, I list a load of the series that I watched on Netflix, and that is enough.
Say you became a film and series connoisseur.
That's all you have to
say. That's all you need to say, girlie.
And just say, and that's on period, and then just leave
and
it.
And then go, now I'm a director.
Right, back to my mum again.
Hi, everyone. My question this week is, I'm with this guy for a few weeks now, but I don't feel attracted to him at all. He's so nice and lovely and everything I dreamed of, but the thought of even sleeping with him makes me sick. I know I'm a lucky girl. Should I stay and see if an attraction grows, or should I go? So my advice to you would be possibly to end it, you know. You're saying you're with him a few weeks. I'm not sure how long that is, but I mean, if you look at anything, you know, even on TV there now, you'd have First Dates Ireland or wherever in the world, and you get two people getting on great together, having a lovely meal, conversation flowing, and at the end they're asked, you know, would you like to see each other again? And the answer could be no, maybe just as friends, even though we had a great time. So my point would be, there has to be some, you know, physical connection maybe, or, you know, a chemistry between ye. So I think really the answer lies in the question there. I mean, you said the thought of sleeping with him makes me feel sick. So, you know, you're not going to feel that when you meet the right person. So I would absolutely say to you, you need to say it to him and end it all, because I don't think that's a thing that'll grow on you. To be fair, it's the right thing to do for both of you. So yeah, good luck with it all, and there's a guy out there just for you. Okay, good luck.
Your mom is so right there.
Yeah, I'm so in agreement with her, and I'm glad she's given that answer, because I kind of wasn't sure what she would say, because ultimately, especially from our mom's perspectives, they just want someone who looks after us,
yeah,
and
exactly,
treats us well. But ultimately as well, sex is going to play like a significant part in the relationship.
Oh, a huge part.
Especially early on, you want to be wanting to like rip their clothes off, or at least just like, you love the idea of just being intimate with them and just having a fun time, do you know what I mean?
Babe, if he's not giving you a horn, just bunk him.
You want to be doing the bits, and you want to be having a fun time in the lab, you know what I mean? There's going to be a lot of other lads out there who are going to treat you really nice as well.
Yeah.
And you're going to want to be having sexy times with them.
Exactly. If there's no spark, girly, just bunk. This has been a special, eh?
A very special episode.
Now, I don't know how people do drunk podcasts, because we're after a few glasses of Prosecco,
yeah,
and I can't say a sentence.
Look how heavy my eyes are.
Kevin's ready to fall asleep.
He was kidding at me earlier.
Crescendo of fireworks, girlies, outside. It's Guy Fawkes Night over here.
The climax of it
still
all.
Still don't know what's going on.
What is Guy Fawkes Night? We've yet to discover since last year.
But girlies, before we end the episode, we have to give you a spiel of thank yous, because the podcast would be nothing without you, and
yeah,
we love you so much. Everyone who shares us on your story, who tells your friends about us, everyone who just sends us a message, it literally means the world to us.
So much to us. And the thing is, when we're just recording a podcast and it's just two of us inside in our kitchen, like, it's so easy to be like oblivious to the reaction. And like, for us to just go put it out and be like, oh, hope people like it. The fact that people actually get in touch to say that they're listening and that they love it, it just means the world. And I don't think we'll ever be able to express how grateful we are.
Mm-hmm.
So just know we're very grateful.
Literally.
Grev, I'd also like to say thank you to Jan next door, who has to put up with our ramblings. And I don't think she knows what
she
we're doing.
She can't hear us, babe.
She definitely can, Dom.
She can't.
But prove it.
She definitely can't.
And a big thank you to our mams as well, because
yeah,
they're legends.
They made us.
They made us, like literally, and they've made the pod.
Anyway, girlies, we're going to finish this bottle of Prosecco.
Thanks for joining us for what is probably a bit of a self-indulgent dip, but you know what, girls? Needed. Hashtag needed.
Hashtag needed.
It's because I'm after a few. I would never say that in real
anyway,
life.
We love you so much. Thank you for everything. Thanks
thank
for
you
supporting
so much.
Us.
And thanks for everyone who wrote in to tell us that they love us.
Love you.
One more.
Bye.
Take care, girlies.
Bye.
Bye.
Love
bye.
You. Bye.
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 Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.